Thank you for downloading this podcast from the Echo page. Echo membership will provide you with unlimited access to other educational material, as well as a huge number of other advantages. Please check this out at www.echo-ibd.eu.
The topic of this podcast is psychological issues in IBD. IBD is a relapsing and difficult disease to treat. Success rate of medication is around 50 to 60%. A loss of response is 30 to 40% at 1 year. When IBD was first discovered in the 30s, it was considered as a psychosomatic disease related to stress and other psychological factors. 40 to 50 years later, was considered again as an organic disease, and psychological influences were discounted as contributing to it. Nowadays, another 30 to 40 years later, additional evidence definitely confirmed the role of psychological stress in IBD. If you consider this psychological stress, there are two aspects. First, the course of disease has a direct psychological impact, and the second is that psychological status has a direct impact on disease exacerbation and flares. Finally, some behavior linked to psychiatric disease are known to promote relapse, such as poor medication adherence or smoking. So for the first aspect, psychological impact of the disease, having IBD is for the patients stressful and sometimes hard to deal with. Therefore, higher rates of depression and anxiety have been diagnosed in IBD patients compared to the general population. A global care of this patient is therefore needed. If your IBD center is multidisciplinary organized, it should have a psychologist and a psychiatrist available for these patients. Or they should be early enough sent to a specialist for evaluation. It's important to address psychological and emotional issues when caring for children and adults with IBD and actively ask them for the need of psychological support. There are techniques of psychological intervention for our patients. Their efficacy is in influencing the course of IBD is, however, a bit controversial. Based on a Cochrane review published in 2011, Timmer et al., which assessed the efficacy on psychological intervention in the course of inflammatory bowel disease, found no evidence on 21 studies for a real efficacy of psychological therapy in adult patients in IBD in general. However, if you consider adolescents, psychological intervention may be beneficial, but its evidence is limited. Therefore, it cannot be really recommended that all IBD patients receive psychotherapy. However, most of the psychosocial intervention show a positive effect on psychosocial and emotional status and health-related quality of life. That's why there is a need to identify subgroups as being in need of psychological intervention. That's our job as caregiver, and also define what type of therapy may be most useful. For the other aspect, stress impacts the course of disease. You have to consider the pathogenesis of IBD. Stress can influence the gut barrier function, increasing its permeability. It can influence the immune system and its impact on its function through neural inputs and hormones, the so-called gut-brain axis, which seems to be to mediate also the microbiome. Recently presented at ECHO 2019 from Biederman et al., a change in the microbiota composition in the direction of a reduced bacterial diversity and a reduction in the proportion of some microbiome taxes has been associated with psychological states. These Changes have been previously described also as a risk factor for the development of a disease, complication and complicated course of disease in the same cohort. This means that all these additional psychological aspects have a significant impact, and we have to consider the patient as a whole care. Once again, this demonstrate how central and how promising a better understanding of our microbiome is. This could have a big impact in the future also in the treatment of our IBD patients, including the psychological part. Additional examples of the impact of the course of disease were shown in a study presented also from the Swiss IBD cohort that perceived stress and disease exacerbation was linked to anxiety and depression, measured by the anxiety and depression scale, also called HDS, in a group of almost 500 patients. The post-traumatic stress and the diagnosis of IBD can be one of them, also negatively influenced the course of disease with a doubled risk. The odds ratio was 2.1 by patient having highest post-traumatic score. Inversely, the effect of social support may play a role on disease activity, a higher social support reducing the risk of a difficult course of disease, especially in low BMI patients. All these examples illustrate how stress can influence the course of disease, and IBD patients face a myriad of disease-related and not disease-related stressors. The amount of stress depends also on how the patient is coping with his personality and personal experience. In many cases, our conventional immunosuppressant and biological therapy seems to have also an impact. I heard frequently patients saying that perfusion or injection has active antidepressant. Recent data from 2018 are out to demonstrate some effects on the administration of anti-TNF in Crohn's disease patients. Anti-TNF administration seems to reduce visceral sensitivity and improve implicit connective affective bias linked to alteration in limbic function. Moreover, persistent peripheral inflammation induces sickness behaviors, which appear largely identical to depressive symptoms, partly mediated through the oxidative stress. Therefore, reducing the inflammation, reducing the oxidative stress should improve the well-being of our patients and improve the symptom of depression. Finally, some antidepressant as additional treatment to conventional immunosuppressant can be recommended for these patients. In fact, some gastroenterologists use antidepressant for treating pain, anxiety, and depression or insomnia in some IBD patients. Mostly tricyclic antidepressant. Newer antidepressants are not prescribed as much as the tricyclics by physicians actually in this situation. In conclusion, there is a need to identify subgroups as being in need for psychological interventions. That's our job as caregiver, and it's important to address psychological and emotional issues when caring for children and adults with IBD, and actively ask for the need of psychosocial support. Thank you for listening to this podcast. That was Pascal Girard for ECHO.